News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
At least four buses travelling through parts of Tallaght were damaged within the space of 2 hours due to antisocial behaviour like flinging rocks at them, according to the Tallaght Transport Forum. Adam Smith is with us, Fianna Fáil councillor and member of the Tallaght Transport Forum. What impact has this had on bus services and what can be done about it, Adam?
Hi, Anton, and thanks for having me on. Look, it is a massive issue that's coming up, and it's something that's been happening for years. But I suppose we need to highlight that it is getting serious, and we can't let the issue get worse as the summer approaches as well. Having the buses withdrawn from Tallaght and from different parts of the country isn't ideal in any sense, but particularly where the buses are being damaged, it can take up to a couple of days to make sure the windscreens are replaced, particularly if it's happening over the weekend. There might not be sufficient staff to make sure that they get replaced properly. So there is then buses pulled out of the service in general sense. And we have the situation of the ghost buses. So it's something that this is an ongoing effect to everybody.
And what about prosecutions for those who are doing it?
It's something the guards have been quite good on here. We get updates monthly at the meetings. It does take obviously a while to get through the system. A lot of them are minors, so there is a different system there for them to go through. But it is something that we have seen over the last number of months. It has drawn down the number based off the prosecution. So it is something they have been quite strong on. But obviously, more kids grow older every day, and there's a different group of kids. So it's something that they constantly have to be on top of.
And I suppose the thing that always crops up in these kind of discussions is what of parent responsibility, and how do you make the parents responsible for not parenting the kids? Is there anything that can be done on that front?
I think there is. I think the biggest thing is making sure that the parents are aware of it. Sometimes where we don't know who the children are, it's quite hard to get that. I think one of the biggest things, reasons I've started highlighting it, is as a community, we need to be able to, if we see these kids doing it, step up and say something to the kids. Chances are, Tal is a very tight-knit community. Chances are we'll know somebody that knows them. And it's something that we just need to step up as a community away from the legal system, and also help in that manner and talk to parents. But then also, we can see, parents are going to be able to see themselves, oh, my son wasn't here today. I might have a chat with him, make sure he's not interfering with the buses, make sure he knows what the effect that is causing.
Is there a wider community and city council responsibility based in, if a kid is standing on the side of the road thinking, I can't come up with anything better than fling a rock at a bus, it goes to the lack of opportunities or amenities in the area?
100%. I definitely think that it is true. And I suppose we were quite lucky with a number of the different things that has happened over the last while. We have a noise group that's meeting in a couple of community centres on a pilot scheme at the moment, which is bringing quite a lot of people back inside into the community centres. We also have Connect 4 locally in the area too, and a number of different groups. But I do think there is a lack of infrastructure, particularly where it comes to the likes of the new estates, like the City West, where there isn't a community centre there. Now, we got an update yesterday that the community centre has been approved, the Planning Commission, so hopefully that will come in time. But we need to be making sure we're planning all this in it, making sure there is enough room for football clubs, that there's enough pitches, enough scout ends for scout groups, and so on.
Adam, thank you very much. Adam Smith, Fianna Fáil councillor and member of the Tallaght Transport Forum.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.